Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short or brown or round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Show presents Glow Ho Ho More Pillage, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
Worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Summer Wolf on Keys, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances-White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show where we've gone round the earth like Santa dropping toys from his sleigh, but instead of receiving in return whiskey and Christmas cake, the children are leaving us facts we can't get drunk on, disappointing everyone. Speaking of drinking in the day, here's the comedians! On my left, playing for Jamaicans, Johnny Cocker and Sarah Kayworth! And on my right, playing for The Only Way Is Up, Yasmin Akram and Yasmin Abdul-Majid. So, panellists, what makes you diverse, Johnny Cochran?
I'm half Jamaican. I think there's a bit of Cuban thrown in there for good measure. My mum used to tell me, yeah, I think you got a bit of that, a bit of that, a bit of that. I'm scrambled. I've got a bit of Irish in there. I've got most continents locked down.
Have you tried doing 23andMe, the gene finder?
No, I can't wait for that day. I'm going to break their system. Just overload them.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait for that day. You could order the kit tomorrow. I'm going to get it for you for Christmas.
Please, let's
But I would like to be there when the results are opened. Could you come and open them on this show?
Yeah, that would be like a weird Jeremy Kyle, wouldn't it?
Oh, please. If we pay for it, would you come and open them on the show? Although if you find out you've got brothers and sisters you didn't know you had, it might be a bit...
Yeah.
We'll do it at the end of the show. Sarah Kayworth, how are you diverse?
I am a Jewish lesbian, or prefer Jasbian.
Yeah, I mean, why are you called Jamaicans?
Because I am German Jewish by heritage, so it's spelt with a G. I'm not pretending to be Jamaican up here.
Right, just to be clear.
So it's like stress that right now.
If you're listening at home, it is a combination of German and Jamaican, and I love it. Or it could have been Jamaicans.
Could have. Can we start again?
And The Only Way Is Up. How are you diverse? Yasmin Abdul-Majid.
So I'm also similarly like a bit of a mongrel. Got like the Ottoman Empire kind of spice mix. So like, you know, a bit of Sudanese, bit of Egyptian. Like my grandma reckons there's some Turkish and Moroccan, but there are questions in the family. The other thing that I wanted to say was I haven't lived in one house for probably longer than 3 or 4 years.
In your life?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you move a lot when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, not very far, like 1 kilometre from each other, right? So it wasn't like we were moving countries. My parents were just like, yeah, we don't really like this street. We'll just move along.
Was that because you lived in Brisbane and it was racist?
I mean, I don't want to give Brisbane too much shade. It's a really sunny place. Wow.
No, I feel I can say that because I was born in Brisbane. You need that information.
It's actually to Brisbane,
find what
Vegas.
I said.
Yeah, Brisbane.
I think we'll cut all of this out.
Yeah.
I don't want tweets on Christmas Day going, "You've let the whole of Brisbane down again." Yasmin Akram, how are you diverse?
Well, I'm diverse because I'm half Irish, half Pakistani. Or actual Irish, as you called. Someone, whoever's from Northern Ireland, I'm so sorry, I don't think that. That's Deb. She calls Southern Ireland actual Ireland.
Just to be clear, that was in the warm-up and will not be broadcast. So the people at home don't know what you're saying.
Let me do that again. Then.
Yasmin Akram, how are you diverse?
I'm half Pakistani, half actual Irish. I can't stop doing it now. I just like it.
And also, you're the worst person in the world. Sorry, not because you're half Pakistani, okay, I'm going to have to explain for the listeners in case this remains in the edit. When I was doing the warm-up with the audience...
Sebra was racist.
No.
It's a real Brisbane thing, you know.
No. I'll do it properly. I'm going to save your reputation.
I was going, anyone raised in England? Anyone raised in Wales? Anyone raised in Scotland? Anyone raised in Northern Ireland? Anyone raised in actual Ireland? And then went, oh my God, I started the troubles again. And I went, no, I didn't mean actual Ireland. Obviously, both places are actual Ireland. Anyway, I got into one of those ditches that you do when you have a large industrial digger. And now...
And somebody won't let it go.
Yes. And apparently, the Irish person that we've invited to be on the panel has taken some kind of umbrage, which is also an Irish festive drink. Umbrage. Try it now.
I'm sorry. I'm half Pakistani, half Irish. And that's just for us.
For Deborah's benefit, is that actual Irish?
That's actual Irish. Yeah. Just to clarify.
They're all actual Irish.
And also, just to throw in something else, I thought I had head lice this week, and I didn't.
Ooh. I mean, that's
so
quite...
diverse. Were you at a school?
No one wants to wear that Santa hat now.
I was going
to
say, burn this.
Why did you think you were
playing fast and loose with diversity today?
I just want, because I'd been on this podcast recently, so I'd already done half Pakistani, half actual Irish, and I just wanted to put something else in.
Okay.
So head lice is...
I'm delighted you don't have it. What do you have, though?
It's just like an itchy head.
Right, okay. Good to know. Why are you called The Only Way Is Up?
Oh, well... We're both called Yaz.
Bum, bum, bum.
Does anyone know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Everyone knows what we're talking about.
It was a chart-topping single in 1988.
So there was a band called Yaz in 1988.
No, there was a woman called Yaz, Deb.
Oh, a woman.
Yeah, whole woman.
It was like Yaz and the Plastic Companions. Actually.
Population, I think.
So are we
the corrector of everything now for some reason.
Is it the plastic
reason.
Population?
I think it was the plastic population.
People weren't into recycling yet.
So there was a singer called Yaz, and she had a chart topper at Christmas called The Only Way Is Up.
The only way is up.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah? No, okay. There's very young people in the front, and they're like, I haven't a clue.
I think I might call you The Only Way Is Yaz. As you're both Yazzes.
I mean, it's true. The only way is Yaz.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll tell
or
you
as
that
I
now.
Like to say, Yaz.
You know, I booked you because I thought it was amusing that you were both called Yasmin.
I'm loving it because I'm saying nice things and going like, oh, that's really good, Yaz. And in the voice in my head is always like, why are you so shit, Yaz?
Oh.
So it's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going through a lovely experience.
We're just
going
to hang out all the time now.
Yeah.
And just speak.
Just loving on each other.
Each other's sentences.
I got so sad so fast.
Yeah.
Now, over in Pedant's Corner, like our own fact-obsessed banter claws, it's Ned Sedgwick. And our resident musician Mark Hodge is having a break. So over on the piano, jingling his bells and delivering his best Gloria, it's Samuel Wolfe. Ned, have you had a global experience this week?
Yeah, I was walking down the street in my new jacket and...
Is that your Santa jacket for people listening at home?
Yeah. Is it? I mean, it's red and it's got some white fur on it. But
this is exactly like the time Phoebe got Santa pants and thought that they were maternity pants on Friends.
I didn't... Yeah, you should specify on Friends because I thought you were talking about a different Phoebe. I was like, oh, I don't remember that. Anyway, yeah, so... I'm wearing a Santa outfit, apparently, but that's not what the salesman told me. He said I'd look very jazzy. But I was speaking to a Russian person about Santa Claus. That's not a brag. It was about Santa Claus. And they have a version of Santa Claus called Djed Moroz, or Maroz. I don't know how, wherever his stress is.
Just, do you know what? Just say it with confidence and yeah. We won't know.
Djed Moroz. And he wears exactly the same thing. But his name means Grandfather Frost, which I think is cooler and B, kinkier.
Yeah. It's super Russian as well, isn't
it? Yeah, it's like, you have Santa Claus, we have Grandfather Frost.
Yeah, he comes to deliver cold. Yeah.
If you're close enough to look him in the eye, you're already dead. I love that.
And this is across the East Slavic world as well. It's not just Russia who have Djed Moroz. It's Ukraine and Belarus as well.
Oh, they all have it. Does he bring presents?
No.
What does he bring? What does he bring?
Truth.
Wow. Oh, that's...
He does that. Bring presents.
He hasn't been around Russia lately, has he? That's right, Russia. I'm throwing Putin some heavy shade there. I bet he's quaking in his Santa boots.
Does he always listen to this podcast?
Oh, yeah. Putin loves a bit of diversity and inclusion. Along with his gags. He's a big fan.
His favourite podcast, Standard Issue, Guilty Feminist, this.
Yeah. In that order,
well,
yeah.
It's got the word pillage in it, right? Yeah. So it's really...
Yeah. Oh, he started listening for the wrong reasons, but he stayed for the right ones. Yeah. Each week, our pianist takes a folk tune and turns it into a song about the points each team has earned. For example, sing with me. Jingle scores, jingle scores, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to host a game we can all play. That's one I might write. Samo will do a better one right now. Take it away, Samo!
Oh, okay, yeah. So this week... I'm going to have to take this hat off at some point. Like
Is that's what it is. It's, I wondered where the bells were coming from. It's a bell hat.
I'm so glad you said jingling bells and things because it's kind of vaguely explains. I've taken it off now. Don't worry, I've got another hat to put on later.
Thank God. We were all concerned. Shit, Samo's not wearing a Santa hat. How could this podcast proceed without that sight gag?
Do you know what? We were talking about this, right? And we've all been given Santa hats. And my hair is not appreciated. I've got an afro and I'm sick of this, okay? My brother's got dreadlocks. We can't get Santa hats on. We look like Smurfs. It doesn't work. Really annoying. And not only that, when we have Christmas dinner and we crack the like crackers and get the little finger, it breaks and splits and everyone's upset. People need to be more diverse when it comes to Christmas hat making. That's all I'm saying.
Do you need to lie down?
Rant over.
So, could I ask all the rest of the panellists to check their Christmas hat privilege? And if you're listening at home and you can keep a cracker hat on for the duration of Christmas dinner, give a thought for Johnny Cochran and go to his PayPal account and put something in.
Do you know how many times my Christmas hat has fallen in the gravy? It ruins the meal. Sorry, guys.
Sabo. A mismatch as well, because I got a pea head. Yeah, so if I put one of those paper hats on, it comes right. That's a necklace. Yeah, it's quite nice.
Anyway,
Sabo, take it away.
So I actually have two for you this week. I thought I'd do something different because Christmas episode and all that. The first one is a Finnish Christmas carol, something to do with Christmas bells, called Jaulun Kellot. Pretty. It's really nice. It's usually sung in a church. They ring a bell beforehand to give the choir the pitch, and it's got like all sorts of orchestral instrumentals bits. But the important thing is, you guys are going to sing the first bit. So I'm going to go Ned, Ned. Then you're all going to go, please, Ned, please tell us the scores. And the other score sting I've got for you today should be a little more familiar. The teams of the Global Pillage Game were scoring all the way, and the scores were ringing out on Christmas Day.
I love this show. I really do, though. First up is our themed round, and this week we'll be asking questions on the subject of Christmas!
That was spontaneous.
That's what people hear on the streets.
Very nice.
How did they all know how to do that?
Chris,
Christmas, the festival where Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, or as we know him when a classically humble straight white man is portraying him, Jesus Christ Superstar. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. What do Germans fill some of their Christmas donuts with? Jamaicans.
Evil.
Oh, that was
And I must point out that Sarah that. Is of German origin and therefore feels...
German-Jewish origin.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Evil.
Okay, the only way is Yaz?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah.
A cheese donut. Hot cheese?
What do you reckon, Yaz?
I have a very good friend who's German and he makes some stuff and I don't know what's going on with it. Like there's some cream cheese, savoury things.
Oh, yeah.
I won't eat any of it.
What about sausage?
I just refuse because I'm from Ireland and we have such a strong culinary history. So I just won't.
I mean, you do a lot with potatoes.
We do.
I know it's a low-hanging fruit.
There's not a thing we can't do with potatoes. Yes.
I mean, a potato is such a low-hanging fruit, it's hanging on the ground.
It's either cheese or like some sort of sausage.
A cheese or sausage?
Sausage
okay. Hive mind. What do Germans fill some of their Christmas donuts with?
Beer.
I've heard beer.
Beer.
Marzipan.
That's crazy.
Isn't mustard?
Mustard.
Cheese.
What was that?
Coal.
Coal. Oh, that's for very naughty children getting coal in there.
That's quite modern, isn't it? Like the activated charcoal.
I've heard of coal in your stocking if you weren't good. Coal in your donut really is taking it too far, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Fire.
Oh,
fire.
Fire. Okay,
she means chili.
Can I just say you have had your go?
Oh, okay.
So you
so
have
take
to throw
back
that.
Fire.
No, you have to throw it to the hive mind if you throw it into their hat.
Oh, it's such a good answer.
I know. It was probably the correct answer, so you guys have it.
Mm, anything else?
Generous.
Anything else? Sorry, coins.
Coins.
Okay, great. All right, so if you think it's beer, buzz now. If you think it's marzipan, buzz now. If you think it's mustard, buzz now. If you think it's coal, buzz now. Fire buzz now, or coins buzz now. Oh, hive mind, you had it, but you didn't back it. It was mustard.
Oh!
Did you know that, whoever said that? Did you know it for sure?
You probably should have made that.
Yeah,
made
you could
clear.
Say...
Hold on a minute. You said marzipan.
It was behind me.
So... It's, well, it says here they fill every ninth donut with mustard. Are you actually German? Okay. I don't think you're evil, just to be clear. She's saying thank you.
No,
Sarah, do you have...
to be seen, to be honest.
Sarah.
She's having a row, so...
All right, our next question. The Scottish Stonehaven Winter Festival involves setting a large bonfire. What are you meant to do with the burning embers for good luck?
Rub them on your mother's face.
Accept your fate.
This
I've been working on my accents and they're terrible, so I've wanted to drop that in all night.
So this is from The Only Way is Yaz.
Yeah.
Rub it on your mother's face and accept your fate.
Is that one answer or two answers?
No, it's one complete answer.
It's one complete answer.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know like on the day after Pancake Day, Ash Wednesday, you rub, that's how I remember it, pancakes... then ashes. And then you do the cross, I think for good luck. So this is the same thing.
Aye.
Good luck on your mother, accept your fate for the next year.
And whatever your mother's going to do to you after you've rubbed burning embers on her face.
Jamaicans, what do you think it is?
Well, burning embers, apparently a great idea would be to stick it in some donuts and sell them to Germans because they eat fire donuts. So that's one way of going about it. I don't know what it was like for you, but like bonfire night was just dangerous for me when I was growing up. Did you go over like to the maths one where like people would go over a big field and do all that? And around my way, people were chasing each other with sparklers, genuinely trying to put third degree burns on people. I've not recovered, actually. It was quite a dark period. So
where did you grow up?
Essex.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Sarah, did you used to go to the Goose Fair in Nottingham?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of dark things happened at Goose Fair.
Did you both go to Nottingham University?
No, Sarah's from Nottingham.
Oh, from Nottingham.
And I went to Nottingham University.
You went to Gooseford.
I used to go to Gooseford. Yeah, it was
very stabby. Lots of nice lines. It's the biggest. People do die.
It's quite like a peculiar place. Mm. Quick Christmas fact: Goose Fair is in like I don't know October, and it marks a day when all the geese were gathered in Nottingham for their march down to London for Christmas. And it's still one of the biggest.
Is it a real thing?
They had to walk to London.
Yeah, it used to be a real thing.
They used to walk the geese to London.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, this is so sad.
East Midlands trains.
For Christmas.
Never been good.
And the geese can fly, right? And they're choosing not to. What goose is sitting there going, I could do another way of transporting, but I'm just going to walk all the way down? That is disciplined geese.
What goose is talking like that?
Well, you'll be surprised.
Do you have an answer to what the Scottish Stonehaven Winter Festival with the embers?
Is it for luck?
Good luck. Good luck.
I think they, yeah.
I was thinking of salt. Could you like throw it over your shoulder? Regardless of who's behind you.
Wouldn't they try and catch it in like some like down or whatever and try and light a fire that they could like bring home or something like that and yeah, use the fire from that to light another fire? That would be my actual answer.
Okay, ooh. Actual answer, hive mind.
Nick the fire is your answer.
Stealing fire.
Nick the fire, a hive mind. The Scottish Stonehaven Winter Festival involves setting a large bonfire. What are you meant to do with the burning embers for good luck? Throw them into your haggis.
That's racist, that is.
Well, put them in your whiskey.
Bit of a smoky vibe, I see.
Okay.
Do you carry it across the home's threshold? Good luck.
Carry it across your threshold.
Sorry, was that the Queen of England?
Her Majesty, along with Mr. Putin, both very big fans of the show.
It's the name. Global Pillage.
We're pillaging the globe for facts, to be fair. Not in the way that the British Museum has pillaged the globe.
I do love the idea of them listening to this podcast because of the name and being like, oh, this is going to be great, Philip. And they say, oh, no, this is not what I was expecting.
Oh, no, Philip, I've accidentally shared it with Putin.
And he's retweeted that WhatsApp group. Wonder if they do have a WhatsApp group. They must do. There must be a royal family WhatsApp group.
Can you imagine the GIF action?
Because there must be GIFs of the Queen. All right. If you think you would throw the ember into a haggis, buzz now. If you think you would throw the ember into whiskey, buzz now. If you think you would carry it over the threshold for luck, buzz now. I think the hive mind.
I think the hive mind have it. Definitely.
I think the hive mind and Jamaicans had it. Take one while it's still hot all the way home. So I think Johnny said steal it to start a fire at home and also carry it over the threshold.
A point because your mother will end up going home at some point.
There's likely to be some stuck in her skin.
No.
And who knows what's happened behind closed doors. You never know.
No, no. There is nothing here about accepting your fate on the card, I'm afraid.
Deborah, I'm giving the hive mind a full point because they got it bang on, like word for word. And Jamaicans said enough things that eventually they were going to be right. So I'll give it another half point. No, but I'm
that is our game plan.
Yeah. Exactly described how I flirt.
Johnny said steep. Next question. In a Mongolian winter, what is yak milk vodka, oxtails, and boiled rice used for?
A good night out. Like everywhere in the world?
Yak milk vodka, oxtails, and boiled rice. A good night out. That's a good night out.
I concur because I was going to say lube. So.
No, that's a good night in.
I apologise to the under-18s in the front row, and I hope you're not understanding a lot of this show. I understand why your parents have brought you. They thought, it sounds charming. It's got facts. It's like QI. It's on at tea time. This will be delightful and appropriate. It's not. In a Mongolian winter, what is yak milk vodka, oxtails and boiled rice to use for? The only way is Yaz.
I would say, like, the best moisturiser, like oil over olay style.
Yeah.
Yeah, to, like, you know, reduce wrinkles. You can put it in your hair. I mean, I genuinely would use that for moisturiser. Yeah.
Maybe you should use it just to get rid of your nits as well, your hair.
That's a good thing. That is a really,
exactly.
Out of context, that just seemed like a sick burn.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was just helping.
Maybe you should just get rid of your nits. Or sort yourself out.
Would it be to fashion a kind of a snowman?
Because you know, if you like boiled rice, and then that would look, that kind of looks like snow, doesn't it? Let's say it's a warm winter. There's no snow. You put that together, and then you make your own little snow guy. You put him in the window.
Oxtails. I know it's nothing to do with me, but I'd edit that out if I were you.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep right there.
Such
a bad answer isn't allowed in the podcast.
So everyone was really listening. The oxtails could be eyes.
Yes.
And then he's drinking a vodka. He's a sort of...
There's little, because you're going to do a twig for a hand, aren't you? The two little twigs. That's standard. Then the rest is boiled rice. That is...
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah, you're seeing it coming together, aren't you?
And so, like, the snow gender neutral individual is drinking vodka and then peeing yak milk. Mm. So you get the whole, like, digestive
circle. Yeah, no, sorry, I apologise. Keep it in. But, this is gold.
I like it.
Okay, so we've got a snow person. We've got whatever you said.
Do you know what? I'm going to say it's made for, like, a broth, a soup. That's what I think it should be.
Yeah. A broth.
You're abandoning our sexy evening together. Not our sexy evening. I don't think anyone will get anything out of that.
That's not abandoned, no.
Hive mind. Do you have anything better than that? By which I mean anything. It's a packed lunch.
Hangover cure.
Hello. Oh, someone's been watching The Apprentice. Hangover cure. What was that?
Rice pudding.
It's a boozy rice pudding.
Keeping warm.
Keeping children
quiet. Just the vodka, yeah.
Keep the children quiet at Christmas.
That's
listen,
terrifying.
Again, front row, worth a thought. Okay, so if you think it's packed lunch, Buznow. Hangover cure, Buznow. A rice pudding, an alcoholic rice pudding, Buznow. Keeping warm, Buznow. Or keeping the children quiet, Buznow. The children have buzzed for that, and they're requesting it. In fact, it's to measure how cold it is. When the milk vodka freezes, it's at its coldest.
So, depending on the month, different things freeze, and that's how they measure how... So, the tail on the back of an ox, it's not actually cut off, it's when it's still on the ox, will get covered in snow. And then when it melts again... That's when things are warming up, because Mongolia is so far from the sea, it gets kind of minus 40, minus 50 degrees Celsius.
Wow. So you have some boiled rice, you leave it out, and when it goes cold, it's a certain temperature, and then finally, if the vodka freezes, it's fucking cold. Sorry, front row. It's extremely cold, because I know, because I keep vodka in my freezer, and it doesn't freeze. That's the point of vodka.
No, and then when it's
It's not
cold.
The whole point of vodka. But it is lovely to get some cold vodka around
the front of the
curtain.
Every now
behind
and then.
The curtain, of Deborah Francis' wife's life there.
Yes, it does evaporate though, because I had a whole bottle of Absolut in my freezer. It's just gone. So evaporates if it gets too cold. All right. What was described by fundamentalist scholar Al-Khattab as everything that is wrong with Western civilization? Jamaicans?
Black Friday.
Black Friday, so the custom of the big knockdown sale that we've got from America now.
That went a joke. I'm just playing to win now. I mean,
people go into the shops and they push each other out of the way.
It's kind of similar to Black Friday, but like in the Tinder dating world, as you get closer to the end of the year when it gets cold, people get desperate for partners. And they get them on a knockdown price and they go, right, I'm going to be with you until we see the sun again. You know.
Do you think people do that? They don't break up before Christmas?
Yes, it's
called
100%. Quick question. How much do you pay for a partner usually?
Just pay for an exclusive Tinder membership to make sure I'm out of there. No, I mean, in general, people do get a little bit more willing to hook up for a three-month winter period.
It's called cuffing season.
Cuffing season. And also the dating apps do, like, give you suggestions, so you'll get, like, a notification. It's like, it's getting cold. Have you found a partner yet? Like, legit.
They do tell you that. It's getting dark at 3 o'clock. Yeah. What will you be doing?
Are you alone?
Just crying sadly alone.
But I thought,
why with somebody else? Join now, etc.
It's like when you're on a plane and you'll lower your standard about what kind of movie you'll watch.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you'll do that until springtime.
I don't want to be somebody else's the holiday.
That is grim.
Whoa. That's awful.
Well, we have an idea.
Oh, yes, go on.
I was going to say Christmas stockings, but I don't know anything about Christmas stockings.
So there's stuff in them. Good stuff.
So you just pulled that out your ass.
Well, I was also thinking, do you leave like milk and cookies? That's the thing, right? That you leave for Santa.
Or Christmas cake and whiskey or one of those, yeah.
Well, or I feel like
Deborah leaves vodka in her freezer.
And he drinks it all.
There's no meat in any of the things that you leave out. Like, you got to give the guy protein. Like, Santa's coming all this way, right? Is there lentils? No.
Have you seen the size of it?
So you think, you know, the boy needs to eat, is all I'm saying.
We can't have We're not fat shaming Santa on an inclusive show. I'm sorry. I draw a line.
Santa's the only person who you could just say, look, come on, Santa, you're not He works one day a year. Let's be clear about things.
Yeah, the union has worked really hard.
You're getting very Daily Mail on Santa. He's a scrounger. He works one day a year.
I'll tell you what, though, it's a long day.
It's a long day. All right, so, hive mind. What was described by fundamentalist scholar Al Khatoub as everything that is wrong with Western civilization?
Shaken Stevens.
His Christmas classic, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, or whatever it was. Santa?
Just all of Christmas.
All right,
Scrooge.
What was that? Boxing Day sale, a bit like the Black Friday answer. Okay, if you think it's Shaken Stevens, buzz now. If you think it's Santa Claus, buzz now. If you think it's all of Christmas, buzz now. And if you think it's the Boxing Day sale, buzz now. In fact, it's baby, it's cold outside. Now, he said this a long time ago, but this year, finally, the world has realised what fundamentalist scholar Al Khatoub said many years ago, that baby, it's cold outside, not that great. Could you tell us more, Ned?
Well, he lived in America and he heard the lyrics, and obviously he was Muslim, and the drinking and lasciviousness in that song he found disgusting, and it really kind of unified his kind of anti-Western imperialist idea, which, of course, was needed at that time in
so
the 50s.
So he had
50s.
A problem with the drinking, but not the harassment.
No, he had a problem with harassment. Oh, he had a problem with the whole shebang.
It sounds great.
But indirectly, this experience may have led to the foundation of Al-Qaeda, because he was...
So Al-Qaeda is definitely because of Baby It's Cold Outside. Like, that's the link
then this song is more dangerous than we thought. We thought it had consent issues.
He was arrested and killed by Nasser, the president of Egypt, and his brother was then radicalized by that event, and it led his brother to found a more radical version of the Muslim Brotherhood, which eventually led to the foundation of Al-Qaeda.
But the infidels will suffer for this. I was singing my own Al-Qaeda version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Please don't.
Actually,
you say it like that, it sounds terrible.
I love the idea.
Just for the record, it wasn't me. None of this was the Muslim.
An Al-Qaeda company party, and someone plays Baby It's Cold Outside. They run, turn that off now. We've got standards. Unbelievable.
Get Mariah Carey on right now.
I'm going to hear, like, at every party where I'm stuck for something to talk about, that's what I'm going to say. Did you know that Baby It's Cold Outside, that started Al-Qaeda?
That is a surefire way to get people to just leave you alone. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, stay away from her.
What do you do? Right?
Better not come to any of my parties then.
And it's the end of the round.
Ned. Can't do it. Please, Ned, please tell us the scores.
The only way is up are putting proof to their name by being in third place with no points. The Jamaicans are in second place with 5 points, and the Hive Mind are in first place with 10 points.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
An idiom is a word or phrase that isn't meant to be taken literally. For crying out loud! Each team has to work out the meaning of a foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers. When the Sami people from Northern Europe say, time of the reindeer calf, what are they referring to? Anyways, Yaz.
Is it just in between after Christmas, before New Year time? Because the reindeers have been out all night on the sleigh with Santa, so it's the time to rest the reindeer's calves before the big New Year's Eve bash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm feeling it. It's like stretching, you know, after a big workout.
Yeah.
It's the bit of time between when and when?
Between the gooch of Christmas, as someone said to me. Like, after Christmas, before New Year. The downtime.
How did you make this about a gooch?
Because I was just trying to, like, put it in people's minds. I wasn't trying to put a gooch in people's minds. I was trying to put that time, you know, December 26th to the 31st, 30th. That time.
The 31st. That bit where you just sit around eating the less favourite chocolates because you ate the more favourite chocolates earlier.
Exactly.
And you're sort of scrabbling that around.
Yeah, and you're going, do you know what? I know now I'm too fat for my new Christmas dress that I'm going to wear on New Year's Eve, but it doesn't matter anymore because this is the reindeer's calf.
This is the reindeer's calf. I'm going to question you challenging the Turkish Delight, Yaz, because...
Oh, the Turkish Delight was always the last one in the box of favourites in my house.
I love a Turkish Delight. And I think you've said that your family are partly Ottoman, though, so I feel sad that you've eschewed the Turkish Delight. It's the sweet of your people.
It's the kind of like... No, it's kind of like a post-colonial kind of hang-up, you know, like, ugh... You guys colonised us, we're not going to eat your sweets.
Oh, wow. You would do very well in Narnia.
I once ate a false Turkish delight, didn't realise what it was, and then put it back in the wrapper.
Oh, no.
I didn't try it. I wasn't trying to stitch someone up, but I just put it back and then someone else opened it. And it's not my proudest
what
moment.
What was going through your head?
No, it's just minging. It was like, ugh, put it back.
I
didn't try to do it on purpose, but someone picked it up. And I was like...
Put it in the bin, John.
Yeah, well, I did. I did stop them eating it. They didn't eat it, because it wouldn't have been a delight anyway. But after being chewed. Sorry, guys, that's just horrible.
Your hat's gone off, Johnny.
Do you have an answer to what the Sami people from Northern Europe call time of the reindeer calf?
Well, weirdly, I was thinking that the reindeer calf that they were referring to wasn't actually the calf on its leg. But I'm wild like that. I'm going to go for the smaller child of the reindeer, I reckon.
Just it's an honest
box.
Mistake.
I'm actually thinking in the box. I think that reindeers get a lot of their work around Christmas time. So... they need to be adults by that point, so they're going to be born at the start of the year and then go through. So kind of, like January, I reckon. And by that point, in December the next year, they'll be of working age.
Your views are so Daily Mail. It's so surprising. Santa's a scrounger. You're 1 year old, you're of working age. Get up the chimney. Or down the chimney in this case.
Get them born and get them to work. Exactly.
I'm not really a Daily Mail reader. I've got to be clear with that. I don't think reindeers come in and go, hello, where is she? Or anything like that. Like, it's not what I'm saying.
It's cold outside.
Also, can I just ask, the job that they're doing, is that working? working for Santa?
It is working for Santa,
right,
yeah.
Right, just to clarify.
Only one day a year.
One day a year, he's a scrounger. Yes.
So I just thought, you know, boxing stuff or, you know, kind of working in the post office. But no, it's specifically Santa.
It is, yeah, right, it okay. is, you know. The thing is, like, they've got big antlers and stuff, so they can't really do, like, equestrian or anything.
You are a bigot, aren't you?
I've got
limits
on them.
All right, so Scrooge Coughlin, what is this time of the Ranger Calf? January, you think?
I think January.
Sarah, are you backing up your teammate
there? Yeah, it's where they stop boning, isn't it?
Okay, all right. Hive mind. When the Sami people from Northern Europe say time of the Ranger Calf, what are they referring to?
Spring.
And yeah, I've heard spring and spring. And Christmas Eve. If you were going to back spring, is there a month in spring you'd get behind?
March, April.
Okay. All right. March, April, and May. Okay, so I'm going to get you to buzz for those.
That's spring right. covered, isn't it?
Okay. All right. If you think it's March, buzz now. If you think it's April, buzz now. If you think it's May, buzz now.
If Cowards!
If you think it's Christmas Eve, buzz now. If you think it's all spring, buzz now. In fact, it is the month of May.
Oh!
Ned, tell us more, please.
Basically, Sami people are predominantly reindeer herders or have traditionally been reindeer herders. So a huge amount of their language has links and idioms to do with reindeers. They have more words for reindeer's antlers than they have for snow. Some of their months are named after specific stages in reindeer's development. So May is time of a reindeer calf. January is time of a reindeer's leg. Lots of different reindeers. Yeah, but they are different. Their months and a lot of their months are named after different parts of a reindeer's development.
That's interesting. Hold on a minute. If it's time of the reindeer's leg and we said January, are we certain that we weren't talking about the leg calf?
What had happened there is I'd started saying something and realised I didn't know any of the other months that they had. And you'd been talking about reindeer's legs, so it's a thing that came into my head. And I thought, well, if I change how I'm speaking, I can edit that part out.
No, you can't. You've got to keep it out. I need this.
All right. In Japan, they say summer, heater, winter, fan. We'll come to you in a sec, hive mind. But you're I love that you're conferring already.
Is it just like everything's just messed up? It's like, oh, everything's back to front. It's... You know, it's summer heater, winter bloody fan round my way.
That's what the Japanese say, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought if I did a bit of acting there, people would go, oh, I totally get what she means, and it's 100% right.
Is it something to do with mumble rap?
What's mumble rap?
Mumble rap's like, you know, like how, okay, back in the day, rap music was like, all right, conscious rap, so they rapped about, like, you know, getting shot and... politics and
all
you
the
know,
cool stuff.
Public enemy, blah blah blah. And now it's just like, oh, like mumbling.
So if someone was on the mic,
is it an ancient idiom about mumble rap? Jamaicans?
Summer heat or winter fan. Summer heat or winter fan.
It's a little bit.
I don't know how we got here.
I've got to get out my Spotify playlist actually. I think it might be a kind of when something's back to front, because you've got summer heat, having the heating on in summer,
yeah.
And winter you've got the fan on. But it could also be like there are these strange people who are fans of winter time, and I just don't get it. I can't empathise with them at all. Like, people get excited about winter, they start going, oh, I'm going to get to wear my wellies and put my coat on. What is wrong with you people? You know, like, people literally, what is so bad about summer? You're walking around in your shorts and your flip-flops and thinking, do you know what I want to do this morning? Scrape my windscreen. Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm a winter fan. I like it.
I'm a winter fan too.
I love a little coat and a scarf, and, you know, the weather outside is frightful, but inside it's quite delightful. Love it. Love it, me.
The good thing about winter is that no one can tell I'm wearing a turban. They're like, is it just to warm your head? Or... are you low-key a Muslim? I mean, it's not. It's actually not that big a deal.
Has anyone ever said, is that to warm your head?
You would be shocked at the things people say. Actually, do you have sex with it on? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything else is off and the turban just stays on.
God, what a stupid
really
question.
Sorry to
is
the
that true?
Well, I mean, it depends on what they like.
Because, yeah. Baby, it's cold inside. All right. So is it something to do with being a fan of the winter, a fan of odd things? Hive mind, over to you. In Japan, they say summer heater, winter fan. What do they mean? A stopped clock is right twice a day.
You can't just talk nonsense.
Can I give another one back?
It's an equivalent. Is he suggesting an equivalent English idiom? What was the other one?
Murphy's Law.
It can only get worse.
It can only get worse. Swings and roundabouts.
Swings and roundabouts. Lots of metaphors here.
Exactly.
Oh.
Is that an answer or a threat?
Sounds a lot like
it can only get worse. Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys write for fortune cookies. Expect the unexpected.
The only way is up.
Okay, if you think it's a stopped clock is right twice a day, buzz now. Sod's Law, buzz now. Things can only get worse from here, buzz now. Swings and roundabouts, buzz now. Or expect the unexpected. Buzz now. In fact, the only way as he has had it, it's something not in its proper place.
Hey!
Oh, I'm shocked.
The only way is up.
The hive mind was so ungracious in that defeat.
I know. Yeah. We literally had no points, guys.
No, we needed something. In Turkey, they say, your shoe has been thrown on the roof. That's Turkey, like Christmas. Your shoe has been thrown on the roof. What do they mean? Jamaicans?
You've opened a suite. And somebody's already chewed it.
I think that fits.
The only way is yes.
Oh, it's not as good as that.
Because in Dublin, and it might be in other areas of England as well, when there are trainers tied at their shoelaces and thrown over a telephone wire, there means that drugs are being sold in that area. Mm. So if the shoe is on a roof, maybe there's like less hardcore drugs, like being sold in the area for Christmas.
You know
so
what?
Can I legal highs.
In Shoreditch, right? There are shoes like on the telephone lines, but they're not real shoes. They're cardboard cutouts of shoes. Like they're so hipster that they can't even have real shoes over the telephone lines. They're like, why don't we just make a hipster shoe?
I actually think, in my experience in life, when there are shoes thrown on the roof, it usually means that Weatherspoons is clearing out.
That's true. Well, okay. I was thinking maybe it's like when you've lost your keys. You know, like, or because you've got only one shoe, right? And so, because the other one's on the roof, it's kind of like you're a bit discombobulated.
So it's like, so when you did well last time with the answer, things are in the wrong place. Are you going for the same answer?
Well, we had such a hit with it. Yeah, Deb, we might go again with the same answer.
It's like Yaz from, with the plastic companions.
Yeah, they were also a one hit wonder.
Yeah, so we found our right answer.
Okay, hive mind. In Turkey, they say your shoe has been thrown on the roof. What do they mean?
You don't intend to leave.
You're not going to leave.
Oh, wow.
You're part of the family.
Part of the family.
That's really nice.
What a lovely custom.
Very, very sweet.
Anything else?
I'm going up there.
Sorry? You're going up there.
What does that mean?
What you mean? You're climbing on the roof? Oh, you're going to climb.
Mo, is that you?
It is Mo.
It is Mo.
If you're listening at home, we met Mo in the warm-up, and he's going to come back later with a question. He's from Iran, and he's going up there. Okay, so if you think it's not going to leave, you intend to stay, buzz now. You refuse to leave the Christmas party, even though they've turned the lights off. If you think it's you're now part of the family, your shoe's metaphorically on our roof, you live here, buzz now. And if you think Mo is going up there, buzz now.
Quite a specific one.
I want it to be that one. In fact, it's you've lost your position of power. Your shoe's on the roof. So, Theresa May. In France, they say, I'm curdled milk. I'm curdled milk. What do they mean? Only where she has.
I am so pissed off, right? Like, I'm sour. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, my face is like...
Curdled milk, you're very sour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, other Yaz?
I mean, I like that. Like, I've gone off the idea.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'm going to get a divorce because I'm curdled milk
over
Darren.
Mm-hmm. Darren, if you're listening.
Yeah, it's over. I'm
last
sorry.
Christmas, she gave you her heart. In France, they say I'm curdled milk, Johnny Cochran.
Is it? I've just been mixed with some orange juice and now I'm manky. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's not about it. It's like I've had orange and it's all gone wrong.
Incredible use of the word manky, I have to say, yeah, as well.
It's a very specific idiom. I've drunk orange juice and now I feel manky. Would a whole country need an idiom for that? Because I can see it happening to somebody somewhere, but not really that idiom catching on.
Hey, do you know what? You don't think it's needed until it's needed.
All right, hive mind in France, they say I'm curdled milk. What do they mean? Thank you. I hope that wasn't a heckle. It's very hurtful.
Oh, you're expired.
You're drunk. Always good to have your drunk in there, because any idiom could mean that.
It's true.
Hungover.
Boring.
Boring. All right. If you think it's past your best, buzz now. Drunk, buzz now. Hungover, buzz now. Was there anything else? No. In fact, it means I'm so cold I can't move.
Oh.
Curdled milk. And it's the end of the round.
The teams of the Global Pillage Game were scoring all the way, and the clip was ringing out for Christmas Day.
In third place, it's the Jamaicans.
Oh, shit.
In second place, they've proved it. It's the only way is up.
Yay!
Nice.
And in first place, with 15 points, it's a hive mind. Hear that applause. Incredibly compared to when they got one question right.
I know.
Extraordinary.
That hurts, guys.
Humans are disgusting.
Don't worry, your shoe will soon be on the roof.
The next round is an exciting new Christmas-only round. It's the Cracker Round. At Global Pillage, we've got some of the finest comedians working in the UK who are free and in the London area at 4 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. But all of us aspire to reach the very top of our profession and take our place in the pantheon of the comedy greats, those people who have been making us all laugh for countless generations. I'm talking, of course, about the people who write Christmas cracker jokes. Teams, inside your crackers, you will find the first half of a Christmas cracker joke. Can you come up with a punchline? The only way is, Yaz, can you pull your cracker?
Yay! Oh,
is there a joke inside?
What does a snowman eat for lunch?
Okay, the snowman is on a diet.
I'm trying to think of something like carrots, but that's not an answer. No, that's not a punchline of a joke. Carrots! No?
It's quite practical.
I'm going to give you a clue. Yeah. What would the snowman put in his salad?
Croutons.
What kind of salad? What's the most famous thing that goes in most salads?
Lettuce.
Yes, what kind of lettuce?
Iceberg lettuce!
Correct!
Well, I think that's the only way to get half points with that one. There's literally like
we're
two
so
times. If they'd said romaine first.
Oh, that's what kind of lettuce there should be in a Brexit salad.
Hey.
Romaine.
I think it's more of a leaf.
Jamaicans, would you like to pull your cracker?
Yes, please.
I always lose that.
Why does Santa have three gardens? Because he's a benefit thief.
Oh, I'm not the only one Santa shaming around
and
here.
The sun over here.
Why does it have three gardens?
What might you do in a garden sometimes?
Gardening.
There's a woman having a laugh down there, isn't she? She was laughing and it was very off-putting. It's just, what I did, I just cut, what?
Dig. What? Dig in your garden.
Dig, dig, dig. No, it can't be that.
Sunbathe.
Rake. Don't seem right.
You're so close. No. You're so close.
It's bloody ho-ho-ho, isn't it?
Hey! All right, and we have two of our... It's not past the parcel.
No,
you meant to pull it.
No, we're not doing it.
So we have two audience members in the front row. Could you just say your names and you're going to pull it on behalf of the Hive Mind?
I'm May.
You are the reindeer calf, Mum.
Reindeer calf.
That's amazing.
We will now call you reindeer calf, yes. And?
I'm Sabina.
Sabina. Oh. So May and Sabina, you are going to together pull the cracker for the hive mind. Hive mind, get ready. Yes. And you can keep whatever is in the cracker, but you need to read out the joke.
Who hides behind a bakery at Christmas?
Okay, hive mind. Who hides behind a bakery at Christmas?
A mince pie.
A mince pie, you are correct.
Oh, that's so good.
A mince pie. Yes, diversity works. Someone's had that in their cracker before.
Hello, I'm Tom Selinski, and I'm the producer of the Guilty Feminist and Global Pillage podcasts. I'm also one of the hosts of the new podcast, Best Pick, along with John Dorney and Jessica Regan. We have taken all the movies that have won Best Picture at the Academy Awards, and we are going through them one by one, but in a random order, determined by picking them out of a hat at random. So on each episode, you'll hear fascinating facts about what was happening at that year's Oscars, how that movie got made, and what else was happening in movies that year. Then the three of us will watch the film, then we'll share our thoughts with you. And at the end of the episode, we pick out the film we're going to watch next time. We're about 25 films in so far, about 65 to go. So please join us. Go to bestpickpod.com or just look for Best Pick wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Best Pick Movie Podcast with Tom Selinski, Jessica Regan and John Dorney.
Next round is the teams round. This is the global pillage version of Secret Santa. Well, everyone brings something and everyone pulls something out, except instead of a pair of socks or something you don't really want, it's a fact that you don't really want. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural family background. The only way is Yaz. Do you have a question for the Jamaicans?
I do. So this is from Australia, more specifically hometown of Brisbane. Brisbane's been shouted out a lot today. So what song, when played at Christmas parties, means all the men get onto the dance floor, unbuckle their belts and drop their pants when they hear it?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Very well played. But no.
Blurred lines?
Can I suggest they're not going to even know the name of the song, because This is one of those ones. It's like we have all these Hey Judes in Australia that we can't believe anyone else doesn't know.
It's true.
Have you finally given up?
I didn't really want to give up, but now you've made me feel like we're never going to know it.
No, go on, have another
go. Still thinking about okay, what Santa does in a garden, to be honest.
I can give you hints. It's like it's two words.
Charades! Christmas charades!
Good for the listeners.
One of the words is a bird, and the other word is like an object.
Just mime the first
one. Oh, yes.
I'll describe what you're doing.
Two words.
Two words. First word.
Bird.
Chicken.
Bird.
Bird. Is that it? The word's bird.
Bird is the word. I've heard that song.
And the first word is
drop
a bird.
My pants.
Oh, so I have to do more of that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bird beak. Bird beak. Claws. Talons.
Talons. Eagle.
Talons.
Yes.
Eagle.
Hello. Eagle fist.
Eagle fist. Eagle guitar.
Eagle rock.
Yay!
I was very excited.
All right?
I can't imagine what that sounds like at home.
Eagle rock,
by Daddy Cool.
Yeah, and it goes like this. Do it.
Take your chances.
Eagle rock. Do it. Rock. Okay.
Why would you ever leave Australia with that rich...
I also think it's a very Queensland-based thing, because I once was in New South Wales. They played this song, and I looked at the guy next to me, and I was like, why aren't you dropping your pants? It was super awkward for both of us.
I was going to say, that could have been a great pickup line if you hadn't known. Jamaicans, do you have a question for the hive mind?
Yeah, so we're coming up to Christmas. But in a Jamaican household... If you wanted to prepare Jamaican's national dish at Christmas, what would you be preparing?
Jerk chicken.
I've got one for jerk chicken. Anything?
Curried goat.
Ackee fish. Okay. All right. If you think it's jerk chicken, buzz now. If you think it's curried goat, buzz now. If you think it's ackee fish, buzz now. They buzzed for ackee fish. Is it ackee fish?
It's ackee and saltfish.
Oh.
Not salt, not fish. Aki and saltfish, but I don't know.
I think that's close enough. Aki fish is close enough to Aki and saltfish, don't you
yeah.
think?
They don't cheer for us. I don't want to...
All right, maybe not full points, but close to full points, I think.
There was a fun amount of racial tension in the room during that.
We'll have half points then. I had the words Aki and fish in, but it wasn't completely correct. Hive Mind, do you have a question for The Only Way Is Yaz?
No.
Yes. He's got down from the roof.
Excellent. Yay.
Hello, Mo.
This is Mo from Iran. Mo, do you have a question?
Yes, I do have one question for you. So, what do Iranians eat on Yalla? The longest winter night that symbolizes freshness and the reminder of summer.
Is it hot or cold?
It's cold.
It's a food. I've got that much.
Is it like a special sort of like pastry or cake, semolina?
Yes, sweet or savory?
It is sweet, but it's not cake.
I feel like you're asking so many questions. It's really going to narrow it down. So it's sweet and it's cold. You've already got those two huge hints.
Yeah, can you spell it for us?
Could you act it out, actually? Could you
offer us a piece? And could we eat it?
I think I would have to leave this yes, because all that's in my mind is a Twix.
I mean, sweets is quite, yes.
I think that might be wrong.
Have we said it so far?
Is it a Twix?
No.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Is it like a is
the way
it...
this room would have like torn apart if it was a Twix?
Just no one is expecting a Twix.
It would be so good.
Or is it like a rice porridge?
No.
Okay, it's not a rice porridge. Did you have an answer? You can't score, but did you have an answer?
I got excited because I thought perhaps it's a fruit.
It is fruit.
Oh, you can't score.
The plot thickens.
You can't score, but you can say what fruit you think it is.
I don't know.
Maybe, is it a date?
Is it figs?
Like, no.
Is date a fruit?
Maybe like a nectarine or something like that?
Figs?
Is it a Twix with a banana on top of it?
Tell us, Mo, what is it?
The classic Irish fruit.
It's watermelon.
Watermelon. It's watermelon. The longest, coldest night of the year, you have a watermelon to remind you spring is coming. Mo, we love that. Bigger applause for Mo. Because of that, the Hive Mind has scored points because the Yazzers didn't get it.
Watermelon is pretty much a Twix with a banana. Come on.
And it's the end of the round.
The teams with global fish game were scoring all the way, and the scores were ringing out on Christmas Day.
In third place is the Jamaicans with 10 points. In second place is The Only Way Is Up with 15 points. And in first place, it's A Hive Mind with 25 points.
Next up is the Sign of the Times round. Everybody is marching these days, and some protesters come home to see the hilarious slogans on their signs all over social media. Like at the Brexit march, where somebody wrote, "This is like the time that Jerry Halliwell massively overestimated her viability as a solo artist and left the Spice Girls." Teams, we would like you to create some Christmas-themed protests. Santa's little helpers, his elves, have decided to go on strike because of their working conditions. What signs are they bringing to the march? Time starts now. And time's up. Thank you very much, Samo. All right. The Only Way Is Yaz. Mm-hmm. Do you have a protest sign from the elves?
Yes. It says, "Pay your boys or we're not making toys."
Nice.
And then it has a little asterisk there saying it means girls too. So, and then another one.
There's a little addendum. Baby, it's cold inside.
Yeah. Oh.
I've got one.
Okay.
We demand better elf care.
Yeah. Oh. I've got one. This isn't a grotto, it's a sweatshop.
That's dark.
You just put the bleak in the bleak midwinter.
Another one. I might as well be working for Steve Jobs. Well, are we wrong? Are we wrong? Every one of us who has an iPhone.
I preferred working for Steve Jobs.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's better. Okay.
I preferred working for Steve Jobs.
Joe Makins, are you ready?
Yeah. Two sec, just doing that.
This one's quite complex.
Ah.
We've got about three in one.
So it says, it's not the size that matters, it's what you do with it. And then Johnny's drawn a penis. But the penis has a little elf fat on it because we're talking about elves, the size of elves. And then when we've written, have some elf respect. And then I don't know what's gone off down the bottom there.
It's Legolas, not Legoland.
Oh.
Legolas, not Legoland. I don't know if I get that.
The Lord of the Rings.
He's an elf.
He's Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Could you put the picture of the penis down? Because there are children here and it's making me uncomfortable.
We've gone for quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
Listen, and that's Santa's elf's very problem. Hive Mind, do you have any signs for us? You can win points here for creativity, as judged by our own banter clause, Ned Sturtrick. Oh dear, we live in constant fear. And I bet dear is spelt D-E-E-R. Is it? It is.
Working for Santa, it's not all banter.
Good, very good. Yes?
A lot of poets.
Don't give us the sack. We want a new clause in our contract.
Oh, that is the winner. We have a winner. So
beautiful.
If you didn't hear that at home, it was don't give us the sack. We want a new clause in our contract. And we have collectively decided by an outburst of excitement, cheering and applause, even from the teams, that is definitely the winner. So the final round is our quick fire round. Hive Mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz and then shout the answer as loudly as you can. Fingers on buzzers, time starts now. What Christmas film was given this title in Thailand, according to Ned and Google Translate? Big Miracle Angel.
Was it a Wonderful Life?
No.
The Snowman?
No.
The Grinch one?
No.
Miracle on 34th.
No, I'm just going to tell you, because otherwise you're just going to shout at all the Christmas movies. It's Elf. Elf is a big miracle angel. Fair play.
Indeed.
In the 12 days of Christmas, what did your true love give to you on the 10th day?
Herpes.
No. Dancing, no.
Lords are leaping.
Lords are leaping is correct. What is the food which forms the centre of a traditional German Christmas dinner?
Goose.
Goose is correct.
Oh.
In which country is Lapland located?
Iceland.
Antarctica.
Buzz Finland is correct, Hive Mind. When is Greek Orthodox Christmas celebrated?
January.
What day in January? Buzz 7, I heard. Yes, correct. Hive Mind.
Wow.
So half points for January, half points for 7th. Which country spends the most on Christmas gifts per person?
America.
No, it's not America. No, it's the UK.
Oh.
You're so generous.
What does Auld Lang Syne actually mean?
Auld Lang Syne.
Buzz, baby, it's cold outside.
No. Not Buzz, baby, it's cold outside, but a very good answer.
Buzz. What? Old friends.
Old friends, no.
Buzz, all time sick.
No. And you're in the region. Correct, a long time ago.
A long time ago, damn.
Finish this Christmas joke. What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney?
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia is correct! And we're out of time and it's the end of the show!
Legend, throwback legend. Please, Ned, please tell us the scores.
In third place, it's the Jamaicans with a very jolly 15. With a rather Christmassy second place, it's the only way is up with 22.5 points. Which means the Hive Mind are the clear winners with 47.5 points.
It's Aki and Saltfish in a Pear Tree to our winners, but a shoe on the roof to our losers. And I'll leave you with this thought from Lithuania: if it weren't for sorrow and sadness, it would be Christmas every day.
Well, I feel far less guilty about how crap I am at finding Lithuania on a map now then, if it's outside space and time. Please give it up for Johnny Cochran, Sarah Keyworth, Yasmin Akram, Yasmin Abdel-Majid, Ned Sedgwick, Banterclaws in Petten's Corner, Samuel Wolf on Keys, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Frances White. Thank you to everyone at King's Place, Grundy Liz Imbra and Tom Zielinski. Good night. The programme associate was Jessica Foster Q. Music was by Samuel Wolf. The Global Village theme tune was composed by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Grundy Liz Imbra. The producer for the Spontaneous Shop was Tom Zielinski. Thanks to Zoe, Sally and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalvillage.net.
Don't get the claustrophobia one.
It's Claus, Santa Claus, trophobia.
Oh, I see.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.